Shark, I'm at you. Told ya. Introduce myself? No, no, don't introduce me. That was for the pool, you know? It's a pool, you can introduce me. Now, there's certain questions which nag a person, even deeply nag you. Get you. Existentially, that's what they call it. Huh? Disturb us. They make us wonder. Huh? Revolva says like this. It's called the Matria Matrida Sheila. Every person in the world, not a person, Jew, guy, everybody is bothered by this question from time to time. Everybody, what's my place in the world? What's my makam in the world, Bichlal? Do I have a place? Am I a nobody? Am I a somebody? Him who mashu or him who ephes? Gotta love Mashkiach who speaks like this. Am I somebody or am I nothing? Every person in the world sometimes is bothered by that question. Like, where am I? L'rov einze shela shadam atzmo shol atzmo birodin. Usually a person doesn't ask himself this, you know, as such, in such an sensible way. Think, am I a nothing or am I a something? Let's don the tzadim. Go to shir, be in. It's not the way we are, but deep down, elasavik amus, mecharkes amuk beliba v'yorei l'chayv. But it's a deep question which bothers a person and pushes him and concerns a person. Revolva says, "Ein adam," means himself also. Self also. "Ein adam sheino sovim misavik," says no person that's not sovim from this suffering. No person that doesn't wonder what's my real place in the world. Okay, we'll get back to that and how that relates to tefillah. First, I want to speak out a few gemaras in Brachos, which teaches something about tefillah. I think we make a certain mahalach out of them. So the Gemara says, everybody learn the Gemara in Daf Ches, I think by now. Amar Rav Chisa, lolam yikadnes onam shnei psachim, beis hakinesis. Person has to go in shnei psachim. Person goes in two steps, but beis hakinesis. Two different psachim, two door lengths into the shul. Shir shnei psachim v'achkach yispal. You have to go into the shul, shir shnei psachim, then you daven. The halacha lemaisa, the halacha gemara, different perushimer said. The point is basically there's a certain distance you have to go in. You don't sit at the end. You don't sit next to the door. People go lavdil, elf of dollars to a movie. They don't sit next to the door. How come they don't sit next to the door? Maybe they want to buy popcorn. This that. It's closing. Go to the ball game. You don't say what seat do you want. Get the seat next to the door. Be ready to go. You know, maybe you have a very losing team. You know, you think like that. Huh? But there aren't crowds you have to beat anyway. So it's not so nogeh. Yeah? Yeah. But you know what's the shot? So Rashi says. Rochav yikanes lifneim shlo yeshiv samach lepesach. You don't sit samach lepesach. The nira alav kemasoi. When you're sitting like that, it looks like it's not something. I don't want to be here, so I sit next to the door. Ikav beis hakenes v'yeh mezumen samach lepesach. Let's say I'm all ready to go. So Chazal say, no, it's fine. You're fine. Moshe, you're good. Also, no, if it's a set seat, it's okay. No, no. You're locked in. Did you lock the door? Shemi. But you don't sit next to the Pesach. I come into a shul, I have to come into the shul. I sit in the shul, and I shouldn't look like that. Rabbeinu Maharal takes us to a whole deeper place there, Bosai. Says the Maharal, what's the Shnei Pesachim? Ba'omko. Shim yikanes shir Pesach echad, ein a Pesach echad mor rak al asilik mibuchutz, silik mibuchutz bilvad. The first Pesach, the first knisa you have is I'm leaving the outside world behind. I go on one Pesach. The first statement is, I'm leaving the outside world behind. That's the beginning of davening. I'm leaving all the iskei world. I'm learning all the involvement in the world. But that's not enough. But I'm still not with Hashem. I left behind something. I left behind the things that are bothering me, the things that are being torrid me. I left behind the outside world, but I'm still not necessarily with the Kaddosh Baruch Hu. But now you have to be together with God. It's not enough. If you don't leave yourself from all the things, So you're Pona Lashem. I'm Pona the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Mispalma, come on, Yesh Kani Yir Machshav, and I'm all mixed up. What am I doing? Ma'akev hadvekas in Hashem Yisbarach, and that's ma'akev the dvekas with Hashem. That holds you back. Be Mesalik Atzmo. I have a good concentration, not thinking about my business, not thinking about my tsaras, not thinking about my problems. We call it Dvar Hashem B'chutz. Adayin tsar shishchaber Hashem Yisbarach. We have to mischaber with Hashem. So that's the two psachim. First psachim is getting away from the outside world, and the second Pesach, second place we have to go into in davening is to be together with Hashem. It's not a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Let's just focus on these two things for a second. So the first thing, that was just something interesting, ha'ara. I don't really know what to do with it, but it kind of bothered me, this type of thinking. This lashon you find in a lot of places. Nefesh HaChaim talks about this idea. The Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos talks about this. The idea you have to leave the old world behind. But it's an interesting thing. You leave the whole world, old world behind, but you're davening for that world. No one says you don't have to daven for Parnassah. There are more tefillahs. Believe me, I try to say all of them. I do, you know, in Rosh Hashanah. There's more tefillahs inserted for Parnassah than anything else. Check it, you know. There's one place in some of the machzorim they bring down from their Rizal, you can ask for one of three things. Either you can ask for haflaga, great kids, Ruach HaKodesh, or lots of parnasa. You have to decide which one. Yeah? But all the mamish tefillah after tefillah. Well, Hashem is Hashem. All these fancy tefillahs. You're always davening parnasa. Chazal didn't see it as a negative thing. Ufarnasa tova, sefer chayim bracha v'shalom. So I'm davening for parnasa, but I'm leaving the whole world behind. Yeah? Kind of, that's not a steer. Okay. But that's the first Pesach. The first Pesach is I have to leave the world behind. And I think, Stam, for us, a lot of times, this is a problem. It's a problem in our tefillah, and it's a problem in our life. We don't see, a lot of times, that there's a stira. There's something inherently doesn't fit between our physical life and all the physicality we have and our ruchnistika life. It all goes together. It's all good. We can love the physical world totally and love God totally. We don't see that we can not be mistalik from anything and still have total kavan and davening. We don't chop that. We don't chop the first Pesach. I think the second Pesach we understand. You have to be davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't see that there's a first Pesach, which is leaving something behind. It's not an interesting thing. So those are the two steps. First, we have to be mistalik from the world a little bit with the daven. Then we have to go inside. One Eitzah. And Rav Bobo always used to say, very often I heard from him, that before davening, to take a second and to think. Now sit down, Asher Yoshev Yisecha, to think for a second before davening. What am I going to do? What am I? Lana Neolech. What Pesach am I doing? You can't, like he says, like Maharal says, if you don't do that, you're not going to, it doesn't happen Mimela. I want to be davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to daven well. I want to be miskasher. I want to be close. But I'm coming with everything I got, without any hachana, without any break, without any knisa, without any Pesach Echad. You know, there's a danger in this. You know, for a lot of people, their best thinking is done during davening, you know. So that's, you know, you do run that risk, but your stomach's worthwhile. Yeah, it's a joke. Okay, guys. Yeah. So that's the yisod. Very healthy yisod of Shnei Pesachim. Let's focus about another Gemara. So Lamaisa, but what am I walking into? Where am I going in davening? So another Gemara, and we're going to talk about three Gemaras in Brachas. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Ika Sabi Bavo. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabi Bavo. They're old people in Bavo. Couldn't believe it. Tama v'omer l'man yirbu yimeichem yimeichem ala adam eksiv. People get old in Eretz Yisrael. How b'chutz la'aretz lo? Chutz la'aretz, people are old people. We're both saying. Maral points out, he wasn't asking about the goyim. Yochanan didn't have a question on the goyim. Because Savi meant the Jewish people. That was the only question. Savi means the Jewish people. He was worried about why are the Jews, how could there be old Jewish people in Bavel? Wasn't asking on the goyim. So what happened? So he answers him, came in the army lo. So he says, "Amr Heinid Anilu." When the people started telling, what do? They learn. Oh, okay, that doesn't do it. Kanere. Wasn't he was about telling? They give tzedakah. Also, kanere they wouldn't answer. They do chesed. What answer? That they go in the morning and night. Or they go early. Not so sure from Rashi, but they go daven shachris and marv. That's it. As one of the Merayim said to his sons. Kinu chishuv v'ailu bei kenishta. Go to shul kihechid the Torah chai. You want to inherit life? Go to shul. Unbelievable. So what was the question? What was Rabbi Yochanan's question? First, you have to dismiss Paul from the Tmimus, the moon of the Morayim. You know, sometimes just the Pashtus. We always want to say Pshatim and everything. Just see the Pashtus. Rabbi Yochanan was a very smart man. He wasn't Tmimistic. He understood the world a little bit. It wasn't like he, if the Pasuk said like that, and whatever Pshat he had in the Pasuk, he couldn't understand how they're old people in Bavel. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So Maral says like this, that basically, you know, I don't know exactly the morale. What's the idea of a makam, like it says in different places, Nefesh HaChaim also? Makom is a place that's mekayim. The makom is lashon mekayim. Every person needs a makom to exist. We know that from ourselves. You have a place, you're used to something. Everybody knows your name. You're shayich. You can live there. When you don't have a makom, you can't be mekayim. You're lost. So like this. He didn't have a question on the goyim. Goyim betzim don't have a makom anyway. They don't have any makom olamis anyway. I live here, I live there. But Klal Yisrael shayich to Eretz Yisrael. That's their makom. That means this is where Klal Yisrael goyim, like the Gaon says, goyecha ba'aretz. Klal Yisrael's echa ba'aretz. This is where Klal Yisrael should be. It's yom beis chayenu. Our life is in Eretz Yisrael. So that's their makom. So how could it be that there's any other makom besides that? And everybody needs a kiyum. So what's Mekayim Klal Yisrael, what gives Klal Yisrael life is Eretz Yisrael. So he wasn't just learning, it's not just Gzeiras HaKasa of the Pasuk. It was a Svara of the Pasuk. L'man Yirbu Yimeichem V'mei V'neichem Al Adama. Eretz Yisrael is Klal Yisrael's makom. That's where they get kiyum. This is where they should be. So how could it be that there are Jews in Chutz La'aretz which are living? So what was the answer? Shadavar zeh holem. Ki kasher makdim mechashkim lebeit kineshta. Ki lebeisam tafel. By going, let's say, early and not late, the shul shows that my ikar place is what is a shul? A bias in Chutz La'aretz, a bias in Manhattan, New York, London, Australia, that's not going to give you life. But when you make yourself in shul, that's my ikar makam. So then there you can get life. Kibeit Knesset Roy B'chol Makom. Shul is Shaykh everywhere. That's the first thing. That's an alternate Makom. That's an alternate Makom. Dafka the Shul. Not just davening. Dafka being in Shul. Being in a base Knesset. Going into a Shul. That's a new Makom. That's a new place. That's a new place of existence. A new place which gives life. Just like Eretz Yisrael gives life, so the base Knesset can give life. Maral goes further. This is a Haperish HaBorah. Means he's going in now a new level. This brings them to life when they go, when they mashkim mar lo beis kenesis garm lo achayim ki Hashem yizbarach hu elokim chayim. God's life. V'kasher adam bo le beiso roi lechayim. When you go to Kadosh Baruch Hu's makom, you're going to Him, when you're going to Him, so then you're roi to life. V'kasher adam bo le beiso roi lo achayim ki dechsi bekra ki moti matzachayim. The one who finds me finds life. So you find life, life in the shul. So the first way the Maharal is learning, just the shul itself seems to be saying the shul itself is a makom. It's an alternate makom. It's an alternate place to get kiyum. Second level is because that's the place where you find the Rabbanu Shem. Kalicha lebeis Hashem yisparach l'spal basar nikra zeh shematza Hashem yisbarach. When I'm going to shul, I'm going to find Hashem. What are you going for? V'yukashtu misham as Hashem alokecha. I'm finding the Rabbanu Shem. I'm finding Hashem. Finding Hashem in Kadosh Baruch Hu's life. And then he says a third shot, even a deeper shot. Kasheru nichnas lefnima lebeis kinesis. This is already a little bit too deep for us, but kasheru nichnas lefnima lebeis kinesis shum yuchad el Hashem yisbarach. This is an interesting thing. The Maharal seems to be saying that where is life really? Life's always in the middle of things. You get it? When you're involved in the chitzonis of things, the outside aspects of things, you're missing the point. You're not really alive. Can you hear that a little bit? He says, when you're going in, going into the shul, you're going into the, that's what he basically says. Nichnas lifnim, go inside to the base knesses. You're going to life. Life is always in the middle. It's a chayim besocha gan. It's hard to understand exactly. No, don't understand exactly. But something like that, you know? And I think you can understand when you're involved in the chitzonius, you know, involved in lots of taivas, things like, you're not really alive. When you get into what's the bria all about? Like, you're putting it right somewhere. What's chachmas chitzonius? I mean, it's always a chachmas, but they're not talking about what things are really about. Explain the physical world. What's it really about? Go inside. Chachmas pnimius is what the world is really all about, what the bria is really saying. That's where life is. But anyway, Echshin HaFaresh, it's a... That's the point. One who's miskasher, misachid with base kinesis in a serious way, in a significant way, coming early, putting koch into davening. So you have a makom. You have a makom, you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You go into the pnim of existence. And this gives life. And that was the teretz for Rabbi Yochanan. No other than the tzapela to be misbonin. It sounds like other mitzvahs wouldn't have done it. Talmud Torah wouldn't have done it. Staka wouldn't have done it. Just learning the Gemara. Talmud Torah wouldn't have done it. Staka wouldn't have done it. Chesed wouldn't have done it. What did it? Being kosher to tefillah. Being kosher to tefillah. Dafka nebeis kinesis. So just to put the two mamers together, it would really be enough to stop there. To put the two mamers together. The first that we have to go two psachim. First Pesach. To be serious about davening, I have to leave the outside world behind. I have to make a decision. I'm going to do something. I'm focused. I'm not coming in with everything. I'm not coming in mixed up. I'm not coming in without concentration. I'm not coming in without focus and kibun. That's the first Pesach. Second Pesach, I'm trying to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is it? That's the life-giving force. That's what gives chiyus. Even in a place of no life, like Chutz La'aretz, in a place of no makam, a place of no kiyum. That's what Chutz La'aretz is for a Jew. It's not natural. An unnatural state. Galus is an unnatural state. But I can find chiyus. I can find chayim in the base Knesset. Someone who puts himself in there. That's a new makam. That's the makam of finding Kadosh Baruch Hu with its life. That's the pneum of everything. But there's one more, my dream. We could stop there. But there's one more point, which I thought maybe is, you know, is miskasha a little bit. It's really kind of a separate point. But what a person can find in davening. It's one other Gemara. Gemara in Yud Beis. Hamispal kishu korea, korea b'baruch. Kishizokev zokev b'shem. When you bow b'baruch. Kishizokev yizokev b'shem. You stand up in the shame. Right? Baruch atah Hashem. Amr Shmuel Maitaima. The Rab Dechsiv Hashem Zokev Kfufim. Hashem is Zokev Kfufim. Pasuk in Tehillim. And the Gemara asks, Mesmi B'nei Shmi Nichas. It says, B'nei Shmi Nichas. You're supposed to bow down in front of the Shem, the name. Miksiv. So the Gemara says, no, you weren't learning well enough. Miksiv Bishmi. It says, Mibnei Shmi, before my name. Not in my name. Before my name, you bow down. So listen to what Rav Volba does with this Gemara, Rav Volba say. I'm a Rabbi Barchin and a Sabin Shmei the Rav. He quotes the Gemara. My time. So there were two halachas stated. The first halacha stated was what you have to bow down. Second was you have to get up. Bowing down, we didn't ask. That's pashut. Hashtachavai ainit srichatam upasik. Kihi avon is palislay a kadosh baruchu. The shtachavai is pashut. That's pashut. You have to bow down in front of Hashem. A misbatel. That shows the spotless in front of a kadosh baruchu. Bowing down in front of Hashem. V'davka b'baruch korim. And specifically a baruch. This also wasn't a question for the Gemara. Why we bow down at baruch? Ladas labia ki bracha yev shalavakish mekar bracha simke nichnan lamafonav. Bracha is a, like Nefesh HaChaim always says, like he says, Sefer HaChinuch, that bracha is asking for the mekar brachas. It's a bakasha. I can't ask unless I'm misbatal to him. When I'm misbatal in front of him and I recognize I have nothing without him, now I could ask you the mekar brachas, give me bracha, I have nothing without you. That's pasha to the Gemara. Gemara didn't need any svarah for that. Achazet sarach tam lama zokfim b'shem davka. But let's go further with that. So, and what should be, when you mention the Shem Hashem itself, when you mention God's holy name, so what should be? Even the more so, that's a time to bow down, like the Gemara asked afterwards. Huh? So what do you see in the fact that Yizokiv Kfufim? Watch what Revolva does with this Gemara. So he says, this is the answer. You never think like that. There's an avoda in the shtachavoya. That's how we look at it. Anybody who's been spoken a little bit, if you think a little bit, you realize when I bow down, that's an avoda of ispadlus. But when I step up, that's also an avoda of being zokiv kfufim. Liskov, who is bark zokiv kfufim? To understand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu picks me up. What does it say, Kadosh Baruch Hu picks me up? Hare, Bamarenos Hashem, Anu Chayavim, Lahasir Kol Shela V'Chol Sav Mbil Vavenu, Al Arkenim Komenim Bolo. When a person says Hashem, when you say the Shem, when you're bowed down, I'm a Mizbatal in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Huh? But when I rise up, I have to say that I'm a somebody. Hashem Zogev Kfufim, He picks me up. V'nei Shmi Nichas. I bow down in front of the Shem, but the Shem itself, Kadosh Baruch Hu picks me up. I'm not a nobody. This is a resounding question. Hare Amrinus Hashem, Anu Chayim Lasir Kol Shela V'Chol Savig Milibenu, Alor Kenu Mon Komenu Bolam. Ich bin something. I'm somebody. God loves me. God cares about me, like the Roshi would always say. V'chol Hargosha Kilo Nachna Seu Oved. We feel like a Seu Oved, but when I'm Zokev Kfufim, Hashem Zokev Kfufim, that's me. He's picking me up. I'm a somebody. I exist in the world, like the Roshi used to say. Imagine if you'd have, like, right now, I ask one of you guys to stand up. I won't do it, you know. But I want no air conditioning on. I know it's hard to stand up. Hard to sit down. Easy to sit. Stand. I said, someone stand up. The whole basement starts cheering wildly for everybody. It starts cheering wildly for that person. You know, it's a fake. You feel great. You feel great. No, it'd be unbelievable. For 1 minute. So the Rebbe Shalom loves you a lot more than that. It cares a lot more than all of us put together. And it means a lot more. The Rashi would say, that's Nakuda exactly. Hashem Zokev Kfufim. I was thinking, how many times a day do we do it? How many times do we do this?
Six, 18.
Oh, yes. How many times do we bow? Don't, not Rosh Chodesh. Not, don't get so sophisticated. 12, guys. Come on. What's going on? 4, every Shmon Esrei. Alena is a different one. That's Alena is different, right? 4, right? Besides the Modim Drabon, it's the basics. Don't get too good. No. 4, guys. 4. 4 times 3 is 12. So I was thinking it's Gematria Vav. Vav is it strains you out. I don't think Gematria is too much, yeah? Vav, it strains you out. I'm strained out. This is the third Nakuda I want to speak at Rabosa. It's a Moradik Nakuda. 12 times a day. And a person has to, especially in these days, you know, I was so happy to see Revolva speak so, like, honestly on this point. That nagging question, that suffix that everybody, you know, everybody in this room for sure suffers from, everybody in the world suffers from, I suffer from, Revolva suffer from, we all suffer from it. Maybe I'm a nobody, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm really a nothing. Maybe I have no, maybe nobody cares about me. Maybe nobody thinks about me. Maybe I'm just, my frial, I know. 12 times a day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the chance. He's telling you, Hashem Zokiv Kfufim, he's picking us up. No, you don't bow down. Bow down before my Hashem. You have to miss battle to me. But also Hashem Zokiv Kfufim, he picks us up. 12 times a day, you got to think about that. So those are the 3 Nakudas we wanted to speak out. First, Shnei Psachim, 3 Gemaras. First, Shnei Psachim. To be serious about davening, try to make a mahalach out of these Gemaras and Brachas. To be serious about davening, I have to make a decision. I'm going in one Pesach. I'm going in one Pesach. Whatever it means, a little bit I'm leaving the world behind, taking a minute before davening, if you will, to focus, to separate myself from the outside world, even though I'm asking about that world, like we said. But somehow it's not a stira. Taking a second to focus, leaving the world behind. But now what am I going to? Motzi Matzah Chaim. Going into the Beis Knesset is a place where there is no makom. That's what the Beis Knesset is. If we could see the Beis Knesset like that and be misboning on that, I think that's where I am. I'm in a shul. This is a place of Mitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nimtza here. And I can find myself here. I can find him here. And I can find life here. Even in Chutz La'aretz, I can find him here. Kol Shekein Eretz Yisrael, I can find him here. And finally, in a certain way, you when I think I can't find myself, that you wouldn't think in Davni. But Davkin, Hashem Zokev Kfufim, we can find ourselves. We can find our own existence. We can find the reason that we be. Okay, good. Hatzlacha.